Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for.
So when he had spent all of his money and had exhausted every possible way of finding the diamonds that he sought, he went to, I believe it was a cliff, and or the sea, I think it was, and he jumped into the sea and he drowned, and his body washed up on the sands. Well, the gentleman that ended up passing away or killing himself, he had a friend that he used to tell his stories about how he was going to sell his farm and how he was going to take that money and go and find these diamonds and come back wealthy and famous and take care of everybody. And, you know, he told these stories to this particular priest so many times that the priest remembered it. So one day, the priest traveled to where this gentleman used to live. And he traveled to this gentleman's house, and he gets there, and lo and behold, he walks in, and he looks on the mantelpiece, and he sees this huge diamond sitting on the mantelpiece. So now he's excited. He's like, okay, such and such is, you know, the gentleman is home, and he followed his dreams, and he was able to find, you know, this cropped of diamonds, and now everything is going to be great, and he can reunite his family and all of that. So the preacher or minister asked the new owner of the property, he said, well, where is my friend? Where is my friend? So the gentleman said, he's not here. We haven't seen him since he left, since he sold us the farm. So the priest looks up at the mantle and says, but that huge diamond, where does that diamond come from? So the person that owned the property said, that's not a diamond. That's just some stone we found in the stream. So the man goes, no, that's a diamond. That's a precious, precious diamond, and that's probably one of the largest diamonds I've ever seen, because this particular priest happened to know what a diamond looked like in its rough form. So they went and they looked at it, and lo and behold, it was a diamond. So the priest went back to the farmer and said, or the new farmer, the owner of the property, and said, well, where did you find these gems? Where did you find this diamond? So the new owner said, well, I went down to the stream one day and I was getting water and this shiny stuff just popped up. So he said, just popped up in the stream. And he was like, yeah. You know, I was going to the stream to get some water one day and I looked down and something gleamed up at me. And that's where I got this rock and all of these others. Lo and behold, to the gentleman that had sold his farm and the person that wanted diamonds and was looking for diamonds and dreamed of finding diamonds, but his stream that went across his property was filled with diamonds. That stream was filled with precious stones, and those precious stones to this day are some of the most valuable diamonds ever to be found in the world. Matter of fact, these particular diamonds that were unearthed were actually so valuable that you can't even find them sold in stores. The families that actually possess these diamonds of such purity and such rareness, usually trade them amongst themselves in secret. However, these are considered some of the most famous and greatest diamonds and largest diamonds ever to be found. So what's the moral of this story? The moral is that this particular prospector spent his entire life dreaming and hoping and wishing to find diamonds and to unearth the opportunities that those diamonds would have brought to him. However, in his search for diamonds, he had acres of diamonds on his own land, the land that he already owned. But he was so blinded by the future of diamonds being prospected and diamonds being found someplace else, and that he missed the opportunity of diamonds that were right in his own backyard, that were right there for the picking, actually not even the digging, just for the picking up. So he didn't unearth the opportunity that he wanted. However, again, that opportunity was right there. He didn't have to leave his family. He didn't have to change his occupation. He didn't have to sell his farm. He didn't have to go through the hardships that he needed to go to, because those diamonds were right there. Those diamonds were at his beck and call, and all he had to do was open his eyes and reach forward on his own land to find the diamonds. You know, we regularly challenge ourselves, and we're all looking for gold. Most of the time, most of us find gold and fool's gold. Most of the time, a lot of us find diamonds, and they're not real diamonds, they're glass. However, most of us fail to look inside. Most of us fail to look around us. Most of us fail to be thankful for the things that we have. So those acres of diamonds are maybe in the relationship that you already have. Those acres of diamonds are maybe in the children that you need to spend more time with and talk to. Those acres of diamonds are in maybe you finding that vocation that you truly love and that's truly you, not expecting someone to give you something, but instead of wandering the continent searching unsuccessfully for some gleaming gem or some iota of something that's not real for you, but actually taking the gifts that you have and then developing them. You know, each and every day I come across people that want to blame everybody else for everything else that's happened to them. Yet, if they would only look in their own hearts, they would find the number one cause of their dissatisfaction. They would find the number one cause of their misery. They would find the reason that they're not finding success in their lives. And that reason is because they're looking for something that they already have, or they're looking for something that is just around the corner, but they're so busy looking 20 blocks down or 20 miles away or across the country or in something that they believe is prettier or brighter or better when it truly isn't. You know, we all are here but a short amount of time, so we all need to take advantage of the things that are in front of us and stop looking for things that really aren't important to us. What's important to you? What's your dream? What acres of diamonds are lying in front of you? What opportunities are presenting themselves to each and every one of us on a regular basis, yet we're ignoring them because we're looking at and looking for something that's really not important to us? How many people have millions and millions of dollars, yet they die lonely? How many people grow up in big houses and have cars and money and servants, yet they have nobody that cares for them, nobody that loves them, nobody that really gives an iota that they were here? How many people that have the cure to cancer or the cure to muscular dystrophy or sickle cell anemia will never take that step to realize their dream because they're so stuck in whatever it is that they're doing that they refuse to take that chance. They refuse to step out and share their gifts with everyone that they should be sharing them with because they're so busy trying to please people that don't care whether they live or die, people that don't care whether they succeed or fail, people that aren't thinking in their best interest, but are only thinking in their own best interest. How many of us that could help one person grow and then from that growth go ahead and live their own dream are refusing to take that chance or refusing to take that opportunity? How many families are not acting like a family? You know, instead of pulling everything together and succeeding as a family and then from there branching off and helping each other grow, how many people out there have gifts that they've barely touched the surface of because they dismissed them, because somebody's made them believe that what their dreams are aren't something that they can succeed at, that they can't find success in what they're doing? How many acres of diamonds are lying within each and every person every day? It shouldn't be a holiday that motivates you to do the right thing. It shouldn't be guilt that motivates you to do the right thing. It shouldn't be somebody pointing you in a direction or saying something to you that you know isn't true and then making it true by living up to it. Again, each and every one of us, every second of our life is given an opportunity to make a change. That change can be good, that change can be bad. I've said this before, some people wake up every morning mad. They don't really know what they're mad at, they're just mad. Well, mostly they're mad at themselves. Why? Because they haven't done the things that they need to do, so they want to blame somebody else. Well, guess what? That's their problem, not necessarily yours. You know, somebody once said to me that in order to want to hurt someone, you have to have cared in the first place. Well, guess what? If that person doesn't care about you in the first place, then how can they hurt you when they don't even really know that you exist, when they don't really care about what's going on with you in the first place? So we all need to look at things with more of a positive outlook and a positive mindset. We all need to take our time and understand that life is too short to be little, and you don't have enough time to waste on people that don't care about you. You nor I have enough time or energy to waste on anything. All right? How many of us have parents that are still alive? Well, guess what? Every day that you don't talk to them, every day that you don't learn the things that you want to learn, every day that you find some different reason to blow them off, that's one more moment that you're not going to get with them. That's one more time that you're not going to be able to spend with them. That's one more opportunity that you've lost, be it your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. Each of us needs to be thankful for, again, all of the acres of diamonds that are in front of us. How much history is lost? You know, Jim Rohn said that one of the things that you need to do in your life is you need to keep a diary. A journal is what he said, actually. He also said that as you help other people, you need to take as many pictures of you as possible. And when he first said that, I didn't quite realize it, but then I realized something that he also said, which was those pictures, that journal, those things that you've done for other people, those are the things that give you everlasting life, basically. Those are the things that make you immortal. You know, how many of you have no idea what your great-great-grandmother or great-great-great-great-grandmother or grandfather looks like? How many of you have never seen, you know, great uncles? Well, guess what? If it wasn't for any one of those individuals, you possibly wouldn't be here today. Even if that person wasn't a relative in the sense that bore you or a blood relative, maybe that was somebody that had a connection in your history and your history as in the history of your history, that because they were there, you're here. How many people fail to talk about their history, their past? You know, I'm presently a victim of that myself. I had a grandfather that was actually a Buffalo Soldier. And I saw my grandfather. I spoke to my grandfather. I knew my grandfather. But my grandfather, even though I did 22 years in the Marine Corps, I didn't realize that my grandfather was a Buffalo Soldier till many years after his death. And many years after, I had joined a motorcycle club and another club called the Black Cavalry Family that was actually in honor of the Buffalo Soldiers. Long after all of those things, I find out that my grandfather was a member of the Buffalo Soldiers. You know, my wife's uncle was actually a Buffalo Soldier and was also on the bike experiment brigade that they had that most people don't know about. And through talking to somebody and talking to somebody that actually knew the history, and that conversation only came up because of something else that came up, we found out that history. As far as my grandfather, I found out because I closed a door that was never closed. And behind that door that was open, always opened, was actually a picture of my grandfather in uniform. And then from there, I looked into, of course, the United States Army's records and found my grandfather's information and found a news clipping and all of that of my grandfather in uniform. But it's just amazing how many, again, acres of diamonds are around all of us that we all possess, yet we throw them away. All right, your grandparents, your parents, they have tons and tons of knowledge and history that you should be passing on to your children, that you should be passing on to the people that you care about, but you're going to miss the boat. Why? Because you're so uptight. You're so trying to get your own stuff in gear that you're missing it. And because you're missing it, you're keeping yourself from realizing your own dream. You're keeping yourself from realizing that that history, even though it may not be greatly important to you at the time, the fact that you can share it with your kids may ignite something in them. You know, it was said a long time ago that a nation that doesn't know its history is lost. And for some cultures, especially the cultures that were brought over to the United States and other countries in slavery and in bondage, they lost a lot. And they lost a great deal of things in the case of their history, their culture, their names. You know, it's always interesting when you watch something like Ancestry.com or one of those sites, and they talk about you can go back and see what your great-great-great-great-great-grandparent did. However, for some ethnic groups, that's not possible. They may be able to go back, but they can only go back so far. And then for some of them, they were so brainwashed into thinking that their cultures and the way that they did things were so backwards that they were ashamed to share it. I mean, how many people have grown up, their parents were Russian, or their parents were Spanish, or whatever their ethnicity was, Korean, Chinese, it doesn't matter. And the parents spoke the language, you know, and they didn't teach the language to their children because they didn't want to take that language that was in a country that wasn't considered to be on the cutting edge. They didn't want to bring that language into their household because they wanted their kids to be treated like, you know, whatever culture or whatever country that they lived in. Again, all I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, is that each and every one of us has acres of diamonds around us. I'm not saying don't go to school. I'm not saying don't try to find a higher education. But what I am saying is that we all need to take a second look at what's going on in front of us. We all need to trust our instincts, and we all need to trust more in our fellow man. And then if that fellow man lets you down, then you know from that point. Stop prejudging people. Stop using things that don't work and expecting them to work. Stop pigeonholing yourself into a category, you know. Again, the world is constantly growing, constantly developing, yet most people are constantly standing still. Do you want to be a success in your life? Do you want success in your life? If you do, what are you willing to do to raise the bar? What are you willing to do to make sure that you leave a legacy and not debt? What are you willing to do to make sure that your children and your children's children have a head start instead of a handicap? If your parents didn't leave you with a head start, who are you blaming and not taking responsibility of your own self for, so that you can blame somebody else? And what gives you the right to blame your parents for whatever decisions they've made, whatever they've done in their lives, whatever mistakes that they've had or made? Again, your life is under your control, and every second, did you hear me? Every second you have the ability to choose to change your life. Doesn't matter if you're a bum on Skid Row or you're a multi-billionaire on the top of the mountain and on the top of the proverbial food chain. There's somebody that can use help, and you'll be a better person because you helped them. All right? How many bums are geniuses or have gone crazy because they failed once and had never dealt with failure before? How many people think that they're better than everybody yet? As they say in Scrooge, in the eyes of heaven, they are the lowest of the low. Again, each and every second, ladies and gentlemen, you have a chance to change your life. Each and every second, ladies and gentlemen, you have a chance to mold yourself into what you were meant to be and not necessarily what you are. And if you are what they call on the top of the food chain, and if you aren't what they call on the top of the food chain, every second you have not only the ability but the responsibility to make the changes necessary to become better. Again, it's part of what we call evolution. Because of evolution, I can speak to you right now. Because of evolution and because of technology, we can talk on this particular modality right now. We can drive cars. We can fly in planes. We have electricity. We have cost-efficient and fuel-efficient cars. We have high-rise buildings. We have water filtration. We have farming where nobody could have farming before. We've been able to go at depths, you know, way below in the sea. You know, I think it's amazing that it's easier to get a man to the moon than it is to go to the abyss in the ocean because of the pressure. It's more dangerous for exploration here on the United States than it is to explore galaxies far, far away to visit the moon. Again, we need to put our energy where it's going to do us the most good. We need to put our efforts where it's going to do us and mankind the most good. We need to believe in ourselves and take positive actions to make that happen. And we need to help as many people as we possibly can to find their own success, to find their own way of doing things in this world that's going to improve this world as a whole. Because guess what? If your child is dying of cancer and some person of a different race creates a cure, do you really care at that point? No, you don't. Do you care about their sexual preference or their religious beliefs or their political beliefs? No, because that person created a cure that's going to cure your family. It's going to cure your family member that you care and love about. You know, Darren Hardy said something really interesting. He said, if I gave you right now $20, if I put a plank on the floor and I gave you $20 to walk across that plank, would you do it? Average person, or $50? Average person says yes. He said, okay, same thing. If I gave you $100 to walk across that same plank, but I put it on top of a 20-story building, would you do it? Average person, now the tables have changed. It's the same plank. It's the same walk. I just changed the location. He said, but the average person now would tell me no. He said, but let's say somebody that you cared about more than life was on the other end of that plank and they were still on the top of a 20-story building. And in order to save that person's life, would you cross that plank? The average person that truly cares about that person would cross that plank. And you wouldn't have to pay them a dime because their love for that other person would drive them to do it. And not money, not status, not position, and not opportunity could make them do it or have to be even in the area. It was just the fact that that person needed them and that's what they had to do to get there. So again, ladies and gentlemen, as we go into the new year and the holiday season, I want you to think about that. Think about that. The acres of diamonds. Think about the health that you're experiencing right now. Think about the health and the wealth that you're experiencing right now, be it that you have family with you or be it that you have financial abundance. And think of how you can do something to actually make the world a better place. Anyway, sorry about that. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and I'd like to wish everybody a great and fantastic life, day, year, and future. Take care and be well. Thank you for listening. Please, if you like the show, on the top left-hand corner is a follow. Please follow us on Blog Talk and become a person that gets regular updates. Plus, too, if the show means something to you, share it with other people. And also leave your comments. We always appreciate any comments that we get. Thank you very much, and have a great life. Take care.